Chris, the Center of Innovation, a lot of folks may not be familiar with that. What is it? What is it you all do?
So the Centers of Innovation program is unique to Georgia. We actually have six Centers of Innovation. I'm the director of the Center of Innovation for Agribusiness. And essentially, we're technical advisors to economic development. So what we do are specific to agribusinesses, and we provide technical expertise to agribusinesses looking to expand or to innovate. And by innovate, we mean do something different. So whether that's add a processing line on their farm, whether that includes implementing new ag technologies, anything that they're looking to do different to help add value or reduce cost on their operation.
You know, there could be a lot of producers out there that are not familiar with what you do and how you do it. You can really help them through the commodity processing process, can't you?
Exactly. A lot of what we're doing now and one area we're really trying to focus on is commodity processing. So when you look at the data for all of our Georgia Ag commodities, the most recent data says that we have $13.75 billion in farm gate value, but the total economic contribution for agriculture in Georgia is about $74 billion, $73, $74 billion. So that extra $59 billion in there between the farm gate value and the total economic contribution is that value-added aspect. So we're already doing a lot in Georgia, but when you start looking at the specific commodities, we realize there's a lot more we can do. Everybody knows Georgia is the number one peanut-growing state, and about half of all the peanut butter in the U.S. is produced in Georgia. So we're already doing pretty good in the peanut area. When you look at fruits and vegetables, pretty much all of our fruits and vegetables goes into the fresh market. What a lot of growers are telling us right now is the fresh market is just so depressed that the prices are so low that they just can't keep doing what they're doing. So we're talking with growers, looking at kind of different models, how it's going to work, of doing more processing of fruits and vegetables in Georgia, a way to add value, add some shelf life to the product. We could also, since we're adding shelf life by processing it, that's going to allow us to potentially export it out of the state or out of the country. Also, you know, looking into new markets. So that's mainly where the interest comes from, is growers saying, you know, we just can't keep doing what we're doing. We got to do something different.
Chris, you're familiar with a lot of growers. You've talked with many over the years. Some accept new technology a little quicker than others, but some are a little slower about it. Can you help them out with some of the new technologies that are out there, too?
Yeah, we're really working hand-in-hand with our UGA scientists at UGA Tifton campus on really exploring all the different technologies. One thing we've been on the forefront for almost 10 years now is new drone technologies. And honestly, the drone model has changed a lot from where we first saw it years ago. Years ago, when we first started some research with drone companies, we did a nice joint project, us, Georgia Tech, UGA, and a private drone company, to really explore how drones are going to work in agriculture. The result of that study, we thought, was going to be more drone companies as service providers because the technology was so expensive. As this technology has become cheaper and more affordable for the grower, the model we're seeing now is really companies selling drones directly to growers, using mainly for spot scouting, just for basic checking their fields, checking fences. We're not seeing as much of that high-end resolution imaging that we thought that we really researched at first, mainly because there's so much data involved and it's kind of hard to crunch all that data. And as the technology became cheaper to own your drone, growers have gotten more into that model. So that's one area we've been working on, the precision ag front. Another one is water use irrigation technology. Everybody knows that, you know, over the years, farmers have become more and more conscious about where they irrigate, how much they irrigate. The old saying, or the saying that we're using, is more crop per drop. So we've worked closely with the irrigation companies who are trying to implement some of the technologies, working closely with the folks at the universities who are researching new technologies. And the thing we're seeing now is kind of integrating technology from other sectors. So some of the big data technology, the artificial intelligence technologies that are out there, some of that software, trying to integrate that into the hardware that we already have on the farms. That's kind of one of the new things we're looking at, is taking what they're doing in big data and the software IT industry and implementing that down on the farm. in a way that growers can really utilize that technology to get more crop per drop.
Chris, tell us a little more about the commodity processing process.
Yeah, so one unique aspect of commodity processing is a USDA program called the Value Added Producer Grant. We've put on workshops in the past helping farmers understand how to utilize these Value Added Producer Grants to process commodities on their farm. We're fortunate over the last several years, many of our clients have been recipients of these. And these Value Added Producer Grants are really unique in the fact that you can explore new markets, you can expand the kind of existing market you're in. We've been real successful in having clients receive these for a wide variety of specialty crops that are not really thought of as being Georgia crops, such as turmeric and ginger. Everybody's heard the story of the olives that are being grown in Georgia now. Citrus is becoming a big thing. A lot of these, you know, we work with these producers, but they've also been able to utilize the value-added producer grants to help processing of those new specialty crops here in Georgia.
What do people need to do to learn more? How can they learn more about what you do and get in touch with you then?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to our Centers of Innovation website, just georgia.org/innovation. That'll take to the landing page for all six of our Centers of Innovation. You can click there in the middle for agribusiness. You can just Google Center of Innovation for Agribusiness and learn more about what we do. We're also putting on a workshop in April here towards economic developers where we're trying to explain more about ag resources. So we're calling it our Ag Resources Roadshow. That'll be up on our website soon, and that'll be available to folks all across the state of Georgia.